You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. In on this Friday morning, it is the fourth day of December, and we're in the middle of a really short little fun drive here. We're hopeful that the ag programming is worthwhile to you. If it is, you can help us out just a little bit financially by calling 217-244-9455 or just go online, willpledge.org, willag.org. If you want to make an additional gift at the end of the year, maybe you've made some additional sales, and that might be a good idea, or you've never given before, but you listen every day and it makes a difference in your marketing plan, that would also be a good idea. If you just happen to like the radio station at us, that's a fantastic idea as well. 217-244-9455 is the number to call, because we really do work very hard to make sure that all the agricultural information you need comes to you via willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-M 580. It is Illinois Public Media, public radio for the farming world, and you are part of that farming world. So dial in right now, 217-244-9455. Speaking of the farming world, in Chicago, futures are higher at this hour. December corn up 4 1/4 cents at 374 1/2. The March at 379 3/4, 2 3/4 higher. The May up 2 1/2 at 385 1/4. July 390 1/2, up 2 1/2 cents. And December at 401 1/4, a penny and 3/4 higher. Soy complex up 2 cents in the nearby January, $8.99 1/2. March at 901 1/4, penny and a half higher. May up a penny and 3/4. July up 1 1/4. Next year's November at 917 3/4, up one. Bean meal at 287. That's a dime lower. Bean oil also down a dime at 30.49. Wheat futures in the December contract with a soft red up 3. 467 3/4. July at 495 1/4. 2 1/2 higher. And the hard red July up 2 1/2 at 499 3/4. Live cattle futures from the CME Group trading the December 20 cents lower at 125.50. February at 129.62 1/2, up 17 1/2. And January feeders at $160.25 are up 50 cents. Lean hogs December contract at $56.90 are $1.45 lower. Mike Zuzulo now joins us from his office in Atchison, Kansas, at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting to take up the trade in Chicago. Thanks so much, Mike, for being with us this morning.
Nice to be with you, Todd.
Well, tell me about your view of the trade and all the things that have happened this week. We've had the dollar, OPEC's happening today, and Informa came out with some numbers. Where do you want to start?
Excellent week and kind of a clinic on the trade, and especially for people and producers especially that really need to have a better understanding, and for researchers and analysts like me to try and test out some of the research and analysis and see that there's some confirmation out there of the understanding of the macroeconomic influence, the computer-driven influence on ag commodities this week. And, you know, the distinction between Wednesday versus Thursday, Todd, was really fun to watch as a researcher, because the U.S. dollar went on Wednesday to a 12.5-year high. Crude oil went sharply lower on a big stocks build, 10th week in a row for crude oil stocks here in this country. But then on Thursday, with the European Central Bank not lowering their interest rate nearly as much as the trade was expecting, we went from that 12.5-year high in the dollar to erasing almost all of November gains in a matter of probably just under an hour. It was absolutely amazing to see. And it's one of those things that, you know, kind of help you confirm that this computer-driven trade that we've seen in the feeder cattle, and we're starting to see more in the grains and especially in the currencies, is very much in charge of what's going on. So now we've got Friday, and as you said, OPEC came out today. They did raise their ceiling from 30 million barrels a day to 31.5. That's kind of expected. It's kind of a showdown day now between the OPEC numbers, the dollar, and the crude oil price action. And in the midst of this is Brazil, looking at maybe a little bit wetter circumstances for the center west areas of their production. So this is a big chart day, if you ask me.
Yeah, so the big chart day, I think, starts with the dollar, because crude hasn't moved that much, but the dollar has on a tear to the upside at the moment from where it had been. It's now above 98. It had been down to as low as 97.75, and I don't remember how low it went yesterday, frankly, but somewhere in 97. So it's back on the upside. How much difference does this really make?
It makes a lot of difference because the old trading range band we had been in before the breakout in November was right around 98.65. So that's going to be a big number for me in the December index. And I think it matches up nicely with the fundamentals because Janet Yellen talked to Congress yesterday and she specifically talked about the drag of the high dollar on U.S. exports, and that being a very key reason why they'd probably take a gradual approach to tightening monetary policy. If the Fed heard, or if the trade heard the chairman of the Fed, chairwoman of the Fed say that, I think they probably would not want to take the dollar up any higher because I don't think they need to from a standpoint of she's going to be very patient. So I would not want to see the DS dollar index go above 98.65 as a result of her comments.
All right, so it has not done that today, 98.49, at least the high on my charts, and they're delayed, of course, at this point. However, yesterday was really a big drop, relatively speaking, in the dollar, and the Dow dropped some as well. This is the impetus for a start lower, and how much lower do you think we can go in the dollar?
I think it is the beginning. I like the way the gold is trading almost $30 an ounce higher, and the silver is up, I think, about $15 an ounce last time I looked, Todd. I think the big number in the crude oil market is the January crude. We really need to blast through 42.50. If I had my preference, I'd want to make a new weekly high above 43.50. Keep in mind, January crude oil today is only about $2, less than $2 a barrel from its August low of 37.75. If you take that 37.75 out on a weekly basis, you really have nothing standing in your way from going all the way back down to the 2009 lows of about 32.40. So this is how critical the dollar and the crude oil are playing because we've got these corn above $4. We've got no beans testing 9.20. We're back in close to profitable territory. So we really need this time period for the macro to support the supply-demand fundamentals of the corn and
Right.
beans here.
Right, Mike. So what do we have on the livestock side in this whole process then?
Very quickly, the livestocks have been decoupled from a standpoint. The funds continue to think the demand is shrinking. USDA came out with fresh agricultural export numbers this week, were not good. China's talking about genetically modifying cattle and actually growing cattle for food and for beef that would be actually brought in terms of mechanically, and I've lost the word that I'm trying to think of, but that's where the cattle have been hit by supply demand fundamentals and really not trading the dollar that much.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Okay, thanks, Todd.
That's Mike Zuzulo. He's with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Joins us here on the Mid-Morning Market Report. We'd like you to join us as well at 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support to the programming content that brings you market news from all kinds of areas. Mike talks to you a lot about the broader macroeconomics, and there's no better week for that to happen than this week, where we're talking about crude oil moving, OPEC making some decisions that has a direct impact on the price of other commodities like corn and soybeans and gold, the dollar having a direct impact, and that's been influenced both by the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen's discussions yesterday in front of Congress, and what happened in Europe yesterday as they again lowered the overnight rate. It is below zero, so if you've got money in a bank, you might have to pay them if it's a very large sum. At least that's the overnight version of it. And if this all makes a difference to you, helps you to get a better handle on global trade as it's localized to the farm, then please do call 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. I kind of like the $120 level, but 40, 60, 80, 120, 240, pick a number, 640 if you like. I like those numbers that relate to agriculture. We'd sure appreciate it. You can do that online as well. It's quick, it's simple, it's easy at willag.org. Hit the donate button at the top of the page, willpledge.org. If you're listening online, the player actually has a donate button in as well, 217-244-9455. That's the number to call. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. You're listening to WILL. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. And a quick look at the weather forecast tells us that we're headed today to a high of just 46 degrees, southwest winds at about 5 to 7 miles an hour, patchy fog this evening, otherwise mostly clear, a low of 27. And then tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 52, Saturday night clear and 30, Sunday sunny and 48 degrees. I'm Todd Gleason.